Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Senator Bill Cassidy is speaking out after a CDC panel voted to change the recommendation for the hepatitis B vaccine. Since 1991, it had been recommended for all babies immediately after birth, but last week, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to change that recommendation to include only babies born to mothers who test positive for the virus. Cassidy says decisions like these ought to be about protecting children. Children's health.
It should not be about an ideology or a hostility on the basis of a personal prejudice.
The holiday season means crawfish season is right around the corner. LSU Ag Center Crawfish Extension Agent Todd Fontenot says the 2026 season looks like a normal season.
Nothing drastically has happened. We didn't experience those severe high temperatures like we did 2 years ago with the drought. So those conditions all look pretty favorable.
LRN.
When it comes to gambling, how much is too much? Sometimes you ignore the signs, even when they're right in front of you. Know the signs of problem gambling before getting in too deep. Visit GamblingSignsLA.org and take the quiz today. Or text or call 877-770-STOP for free confidential help today.
Are you ready for a quick hit of cash? Then grab the new Cash $50, $100, and $500 scratch-off with over $12.5 million in cash prizes. Stop at any lottery retailer and pick up Cash $50, $100, and $500 today. Let the good times triple. Show your flair with Fleur de Threes from the lottery. Top prizes of whopping $133,333. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Fleur de Threes today. Louisiana Lottery, giving you a reason to smile. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
SLB announces plans to expand its technology center at the former GM assembly plant in Shreveport, resulting in hundreds of new jobs.
Today, we are here to announce our continued investment in the community, and more importantly, the expansion of our operation here in Shreveport.
That's SLB Data Center's Director Andrew Johnson, who says their $30 million investment will result in 600 new jobs, adding to the 660 employees they currently have. Paige Carter with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development says this partnership with SLB is exactly what they are trying to build statewide.
Long-term relationships with companies that grow with us, that innovate with us, and believe in the potential of our regions and our people.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The holiday season can be a stressful time for many people, and Louisiana Surgeon General Dr. Ralph Abraham is urging you to reach out if you're struggling.
If you're having a bad day, if you're not okay, that's okay. Call 988 and talk to somebody who cares.
LRN.